Letter Tzadivav 96. So Rav Usha writes, "Umashi bikashtal kinyan hamun hapshuta," that the one who sent them the letter is interested in inquiring this midah of hamun hapshuta, which he's been hearing about. Hareza avoida klalis vereishis shel ha'adam asher lakach naitzar. It's an avoida which encompasses all avoidas, and it's the reishis. It's the reishis. It's the beginning. It's the most important. And it's for this purpose that a person has been created. V'shum avoida acheres eina nikras avoida. What a beautiful lashon. No other avoida other than this can be called avoida. Ki zu hi avoida shebalev. This is the avoida shebalev, the work of the heart. Chazal uses lashon in regards to tefillah. But in other letters, Rav Usha writes that the avoida of tefillah is exactly this. More than the words, is the bittul and the hachna, the amida of ayin, the humility before Hashem. So this is the avoda shebalev. This is the work which takes place in the heart. Asher sheva yipol tzarech lekam. Based on this avoda of falling so many times and then getting up, as he's going to explain. Ve'ikar lo lehisya'ish klal. The main thing is never to give up. Like all the Svarim HaKadoshim speak about, like Rabbi Nachman, Befrat, so many times. Ki Yiyush hu atzmo yisoid ha-gaiva. Yiyush is a derivative of gaiva. Now this is a chiddush, because many people think, and this is the pashtus, that there's gaiva, and then there's yiyush. And they're in opposite directions. They stand on opposite sides. And Rav Usha speaks about this in other letters, that a person is always balancing his successes and the gaiva which comes with that, and the disappointments and the yush which comes from that. But really, yush and gaiva are linked. And he explains, Kiraka Hareisha Adam is Gaia. It's only after a person has gaiva, whom Adam in the Ansma, he begins to think to himself, She'ein lo Shaychas Hashem Nefila, that he can never fall. It doesn't have to mean at all in every aspect of life, it could be something specific. That when a person has hatzlacha and repeated hatzlacha, he may think that he's at a place where he's sturdy, stable, and then he falls. L'chein hu nishbaru misyayish b'nefilasa harishayna. So that yiyush, that disappointment comes because of that feeling. That feeling that a person has, that he's unstoppable, that he's indestructible, and then he breaks. So that feeling of yush is because he thinks that it's up to him. When all was going well, he was going to be rock solid. He was never going to falter. But now that he's down, and he counts himself out, so that yush is because he doesn't believe in himself to be able to get up. Not so. Person who pays attention to his shiflus, ha'amitas, b'chisas erkoi, that realizes how fragile he is. That he doesn't have any yisoid. There was never any base. There was never a structure. Be'emes, every nefila that a person goes through is a communication that Hashem is having with us. Hashem Yisbarach is saying, you don't have a yesod. It's not that Hashem is speaking down to us, that Hashem is communicating the emes to us. We have to be in touch with the emes, and that's for our greater to'elis and toiva. And when a person recognizes this truth, hari az einam isyayish kolikar, then there is no yiyush. So the yiyush comes from gaiva, and the fact that a person is not misyayish is because he knows that it's not totally in him. And that's the emes. So when he has atzlacha, he's turning to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and when he feels like he's falling, he turns to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Because he's connected with the truth that he has no yesod. And Hashem is the tzaddik yesod olam. He's the only one who gives yesod to the world. So what's the avayda? Elam bevakesh rachamim. To ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, mihasamech leiflem, he's the one who is samech all the leiflem, ki lo yidach ben onidach, because never, ever can a person say that he's out for good? V'al yashav dach nechlam milfanav. And nobody who approaches Hashem as an ani, empty-handed, will ever be turned away embarrassed. Through this, a person will be zeche to tikkun hamidos, which is totally really an anava, and be zeche to tadekus with Hashem, because he knows that everything is the Rabbanu Shlomo. And then he writes, ve'ikar lo lidog klal, the main thing is never to worry. Firstly, because there's nothing to gain from daiga. Like the words of Ibn Ezra, became popular thanks to Avram Fried, who turned it into a song. Daga minayin. Where does daiga come from? Ha'avar ayin. The past has already happened. Ve'asid adayin. And the future is yet to happen. So, why and from where does gaiva come from? And a person who's a bar seichel will only engage in machshavos, in diburim, and in maisim, which can bring a toelis. What to'elus comes from worry? Not only does it not bring anything positive, but it can bring damage. It can be hurtful. That the fear, it locks a person up. It doesn't allow a person to move higher, to move in the direction towards the root of his soul. Because he's bound up by his fears. Lekach, therefore, yosar miliba kol daiga. Person should remove all fears from his heart. V'yamin v'yitach b'Hashem Yisbarach. Tav emuna, en bitachin in Hashem, shehu moitzi asirim b'kosher ois. According to Shlomo HaMelech, that Hashem, he frees those who are locked up in the right time, umezavik zivugim. And he brings zivugim. And it seems here that he's speaking to somebody who is looking for the zivug for a very long time. But be'emes Chazal say, everything is zivugim. A person and his job and his parnasa, that's a zivug. With his chaverim is a zivug. With his Torah is a zivug. Everything that a person comes in contact with, it is a bechin of shidduch. Because the whole world is filled with zachar and nekeva. But of course, when it comes to actual zivugim, not to be misyayesh. This is already preordained. The person's zivug is already determined from the days of my sibirashis, Chazal say. In which case, it's not a matter of if it will happen, it's when it will happen. All we have is good tefillah, solid tefillahs. Kama shema chazal, al kein yispal kol chasid elecha leis mitzay. So the Gemara says that a chasid, he's always involved in the avodah of davening leis mitzay. Chazal say, at least according to one interpretation, that the word mitzay is a remez to an isha, which is called a matzah isha, matzah taif. That it's something which is totally in tefillah. And there's so many hishtaluses, let's go along and finding a zivug. But as always, every hishtalus is really just a levush. The only hishtalus is tefillah, but befrat when it comes to zivugim. And like we said, the more that a person realizes that everything is a zivug, a person comes to the understanding that everything is tefillah. Ani mevakish lebiya tikvasi nemana. If I want to convey to you my very deep hope, ki malasi yaschel samavaki matzmai, that you begin this journey of doing battle with yourself, with your Yitzhahara. Levilti Shmael Machshavas HaRabbos Shalevada. Not to listen to the Rabbos Machshavas Balavish, to all of the thoughts which enter into our minds and into our hearts. Not everything which passes through needs to be engaged with. Not everything which passes through really belongs. Because there's so many voices in our hearts and in our minds which come from the Yitzhahara, from our insecurities, from places that are not yet worked out. And we need to know which thoughts and feelings to embrace, and which to let just pass through. Or to do war with them, to go to battle and say, I don't want you here. Shehim atas hayetzer, they come from the Yitzhahara, leval velas adam, to confuse us. Leman archikeyum evoides abaris barach. In order to deter us, to distract us from avoides Hashem. And worries and thoughts like that are thoughts which need to go to milchama with and to ignore. V'yisgaber negdai, and to go with gvura against them, v'kol koicha, as much koicha as it takes, lishmaya rak ba'atzas Hashem hisakam, to those voices which are called atzas Hashem hisakam, to allow those in. And like the Sheva Yipol Tzadik v'kam hisakam, so many voices which are connected with the Sheva Yipol Tzadik which try to bring us down, but the atzas Hashem hisakam, and that's the klal. If a person, if he has a kima, then it's a holy thought. If it brings him down, brings him into a state of yish or to daiga, then it comes to the yitzhar. V'zeh yavi lo simchas ha-nefesh, then a person will come to true simcha, ki yisrapik al borei, ki tinek al shtei imai, to depend on HaKadosh Baruch Hu like an infant on his mother. Like we've seen so many times with the letters, kach yakir taiva sabori alav, recognize the taiva that Hashem does for us. And that's in every aspect of our lives, even in the struggles. V'soiva samachais, yairu es beischem. And with smachos, simcha, sevenfold, Hashem will illuminate your hearts. Hashem yisparach your homes. Hashem yisparach yazman lachem b'mehira zivugim hanechoinim ha'gunim livnaseichem. Speaking here, I guess, to parents who have multiple daughters to marry off, that Hashem should send their zivugim to all of your daughters, ha'ikaros, yitach reiv nachas v'chavas hadas v'tizko liros niflois. Hashem, amen, kein, yihiratzeh.